God. We'll be talking about this in a little bit in the message this morning. And this wrath is waiting to be poured out. It has not been poured out. It's going to be horrible. It's going to be damnable. It's going to be a terrible time. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the good news for you is that wrath that's going to be poured out on this world was poured out on a representative. He said, now is the judgment of this world. And he said that just before he went to the cross. And what happened to Jesus when he was on the cross? The judgment of God for the sins of the world was poured out on him. He was the representative for the world of sinners, and the world of sinners were judged by him. And so God already judged him. So if you've put your faith in him to be your Lord and Savior, you are not under wrath, and you are not appointed to wrath. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9 says, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation. What salvation is he talking about? The final salvation, not our salvation that we have when we believe, but the final salvation when he saves us out of this world, listen to me, by rapture, and he sends his angels to gather us out, meet him in the air, just before he pours out his wrath. And he's going to pour out his wrath, if you read it, between what two seals? After the breaking of this seal, you have a real announcement that the wrath of God is about to fall. Joe?
The sixth and seventh.
Yes, between the sixth and the seventh seal. And it falls perfectly in Revelation 7 because the sixth seal is broken in chapter 6. If you really understand Revelation the way I'm teaching it, you'll understand the book. It'll all come alive to you. If you try to listen to these teachers that'll screw your head up and you get on the internet, you say, I'm going to listen to this guy and that guy and Pastor Bloom. Well, good, have at it. But you're going to be as confused as a termite in a yo-yo. But if you stay with what I'm teaching you, and I've been only doing this for over 50 years, studying the book of Revelation and the prophecies, you will get it straight. I've been there, done that, bought that t-shirt that you're trying to buy if you're out there screwed up. And so Revelation, the breaking of the sixth seal, it says right there, now the wrath of God is here, it's upon us. And between the sixth and the seventh seal now, in chapter 7 comes the rapture. There's one other thing that's mentioned in chapter 7. Before, just before the rapture and between the sixth and the seventh seal. And what is that? Raise your hand if you know. Rose? Say that again. No, it's the Jehovah Witness, the 144,000, get sealed. None. The Jehovah's false witnesses are all messed up. They think that the sealing of the 144,000, that's them. I think that's special Jehovah Witnesses. Well, they're Jehovah false witnesses. That's not those Jehovah Witnesses. That is Jews. Read it. Jews from every tribe of Israel. They're Jewish people. They descended physically from Jacob. And they're going to be sealed. So don't believe the Jehovah's false witnesses. Send them packing if they come to your door. And they're Jews, and 12,000 from each tribe. Now, are they saved yet? No. But they are the elect of God to be saved. They're chosen of God to be saved. So God's got to protect them because they'd be killed during the wrath of God. So he hides them out in southern Jordan, and he protects them there in southern Jordan. And they are going to be the first ones to follow the Lamb when he comes back. By the way, does anybody know where the Lamb first touches down in Revelation 10? He touches down in southern Jordan. Interesting. Basra. That's later. He touches down in southern Jordan. Then he takes a couple days to march all the way to Jerusalem. He gets up on Mount Sinai, flattens it, flattens mountains. We'll talk about that. And he goes all the way up to Jerusalem and stands on Mount Zion with the 144,000. They're going to follow him from southern Jordan. And as they follow him, other people will be gathered that have been hiding. Jews that have been hiding. They'll follow him. So God knows how to walk and chew bubblegum at the same time. God is going to save Israel. But he's got to... They're not going to be up in the rapture, the nation of Israel, because they don't believe in the Messiah yet. But they're going to go through hell on earth. Some of them will be protected, and they'll be saved at the end of the 70th week. And we'll talk more about that. That's their time to get saved. But right now, it's God's time to gather people from every nation. So if you're not a Jew, if you're a Gentile, and you want to get saved, the good news is you can get saved. If you're a Jew, you want to get saved, the good news is you can get saved. And amen, Jerry. But it's through Jesus Christ. But you're not going to be part of the nation of Israel, the earthly people. If you're saved now, you're going to be part of the heavenly people, the bride of Christ. Amen? And the body of Christ. Yeah.
Okay, I got a smart question for you.
Yeah.
Since I was Jewish and converted to being Catholic, I'm still going to be saved, right?
As long as you believe in the Jewish Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior, you're saved.
And it goes to the Jew first.
Yeah, the Jew first. It did go to the Jew first, but that's done.
Now it still goes that way.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. Listen to me and listen to me very carefully. Paul went to the Jew first through the whole Roman Empire. He had to go to the Jewish synagogue first. Read Acts 28, and you'll see in Acts 28, it's not to the Jew first anymore. He said, we're turning to the Gentiles now. You guys have rejected it, Israel. We're turning to the Gentiles. And he did. I don't go to no Jewish synagogue first. If I see a Jew, I'll witness to him. If I see a Gentile, I'll witness to him. If I see a trucker, I'll witness to him. But we don't have time to get lost on all that. Tom?
Yeah, Romans 11:11 talks about the Jews and the Gentiles when they find out that
that's exactly right. We're supposed to provoke the Jews to jealousy. Who's going to get saved? More Gentiles are going to get saved. Why? Right. Israel's under a judgment. They're under a judicial blindness. That doesn't mean you don't witness to Jews. That doesn't mean Cherry can't get saved. That doesn't mean some of them can't get saved. But you don't have to go to the Jew first anymore. I know I've had Jewish missionaries say that. And I, you know, that's fine. All right. But you don't know your Bible. You got to study your Bible. I'm just going to go on here. So God knows how to walk and chew bubble gum at the same time. He's going to mark Israel, the 12 tribes, the representatives, they're virgin men. These guys are virgin men. They have not had women as their wives. They're virgin men. They're going to mark them. They're going to be the first fruits to get saved right after the 70th week is over. And then he's going to rapture the church, and it's going to be caught up in heaven, and you see them there praising God for their salvation. And that's all between the sixth and seventh seal. Now we're in chapter 8. We're already there. Now we're in the wrath of God. Remember, John is in heaven, and he's looking at these things from heaven. He's in there in spirit. He's in heaven. And he's looking at all these things in heaven on earth, and he's seeing these things, and he's reporting them so you and I can understand them, and they're written down in the book of Revelation. And so the revelation talks about the rapture in chapter 7, but in chapter 8, immediately after the rapture, the wrath of God is poured out upon the earth. Now, when you see the wrath of God, you read it about it in this scroll, and the first judgment that's going to happen, we've already looked at last week, of the wrath of God, and that is one-third of the earth is going to be one-third of the earth is going to be burned up, literally burned up. Now, why might one-third of the earth be burned up? What would be a reason why it's so easy to burn the earth? By the way, God destroyed the world the first time by water. He's going to destroy it the second time by fire. So these seven angels are going to sound their trumpets, and the first angel sounds his trumpet first, and then you've got one-third of the earth affected. See that? You say, why doesn't God do it all at once? I don't know. One of the reasons is he wants to protect Israel. But he's going to destroy the whole world during the judgments of the day of the Lord. But these trumpet judgments mainly deal with one-third of the earth. And there's seven of them. And then there's going to be seven vial or shallow bowl judgments that will cover the whole world. Nobody's going to escape the wrath of God, except, like I said, the Jewish nation that he's protecting. But here you go, and it's going to be poured out. after this first trumpet. Why do you think one-third of the trees will be burned up, one-third of the green grass will be burned up? It's a fiery judgment right after that first trumpet. Diane? That's exactly right. The two witnesses are going to stop the rain. Actually, it's God will stop it, but they're going to announce it that the rain is going to stop. The two witnesses are in Revelation 11:3, and they're going to be proclaiming that God is going to stop the rain. And remember, four angels stop the wind. And so when the wind stops, the rain from the oceans will not fall on the continents. And so that's after the sixth seal. And somewhere it looks like the last 3.5 years that they're going to announce the stopping of the rain. At any rate, there will be very dry. Everything will be very dry over the whole earth. So when this happens, the first angel sounds his trumpet. When that happens, it looks to me like there's an earthquake. In fact, the Bible says there's a big earthquake. That earthquake, and I'm speculating here, it looks to me like will cause volcanoes to shoot molten lava into the air. And when that happens, all these mountains in this one-third of the earth that we're talking about here, when that happens, it'll just light the trees on fire, the grass on fire. It'll be a rapid burn, and everything will burn up. Can you imagine that on the earth, what that's going to do, and how that's going to affect the world as far as famines? You know, the globalists right now want a one-world government, don't they? How many of you have heard of that, the globalists want? Okay, most of you have. See, people talk about being woke. There are a lot of people woke right now, which is basically to push transgenderism and all this satanic garbage on us. By the way, God's against transgenderism. You should be against it in the public school. God is only for two genders. He made two, male and female. A man thinks he can make himself into a woman into a man. I got news for you. That doesn't work. All they do is create an ugly thing. Yes. God don't make any mistakes. That's right, brother. Amen. That's right. God don't make any mistakes. And so I remember I was talking to a guy at a mall. He was the ugliest facsimile of a woman. This guy was about 6'3". He had a long dress on, and I mean long stringy oily hair, and it was a man, and he's trying to give me his name was a woman, and I was trying to witness to him, tell him about Jesus, you know, and I'm not hateful to anybody. I'm not being hateful to the man. I mean, he's a man though, and he was trying to talk to me, and he was really nice, and he kept giving me his name as a woman. I said, well, wait a minute, I need some help here. What's the name on your birth certificate that your mom and dad gave you? Oh, he almost hit me. That woman got tough all of a sudden. He stood up. But, I mean, he didn't like that. But I'm just saying that is, if it's Caitlyn Jenner, no, it's Kris Jenner, the decathlon champion on the Wheaties box. And when God says at the judgment, you come up to me, he's not going to say, Caitlin, come up here. He's going to say, Kris, come here. And he'll have to be judged by God. And so this is going to happen, and it's going to cause famines. And the world is going to be hungry during that time. Can you imagine the famines when all the fruit and grass and farmland is burned up? Wow. Now, why is that a just judgment? Because the globalists, as time go on, they're causing famines. I believe this year we're going to see some big famines in this world, and it's going to hit Africa really big. You watch for it. You watch for it in Africa, third world nations, and we're going to have some food shortages here. But that's man-made. That's people are doing that because they want to control the world. They want to take over the world, and this is not Jesus, okay? So that's the first judgment here, that when the wrath of God is beginning to be poured out after the first trumpet, that happens. But let's move on. We're going to look at and see in your notes, number one, it says, just as the previous trumpet judgment involved a third part of the earth, So this judgment, this is number two, is going to involve a third part of the ocean. And this great mountain appears. So let's look at this. That's number one in your notes. Let's look at this in verses 8 and 9. I'll look at it in verse 8. It says, "And the second angel sounded as, and as it were a great mountain burning." Notice that. "Burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood." And look at verse 9. "The third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And a third died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed." Third part of the ships were destroyed. And so here you have this judgment that happens. And what is this mountain? What does it look like that this mountain is that's falling? What would you call that? Yeah. I wouldn't call it a volcano. What's it?
Asteroid.
Who said that? Jose Vega. Asteroid or meteorite. But probably an asteroid. Great big mass like a mountain is coming. I can imagine the people of the world, because this is on one third of the world, so there's two thirds of the earth are not affected. So I can imagine that meteorite or asteroid that's falling. Can you imagine the telescopes tracking it as it comes through space? Can you imagine predictions about it hitting the earth coming on the news? Sure, it's going to happen. And not only, please don't do that. And not only that, but you're going to see this thing, it's going to come down and come down and come down, and it's going to be reported on the news, and people are going to be afraid. They're going to be crying out in fear because this thing is going to hit. Now, what is most of the earth made of right now?
Water.
I don't know the exact fractions. Anybody know it?
70%,
Tom says, of the earth is water. So when that thing hits the earth, it's likely going to hit water, right? And it's going to hit ocean water. You know, people say, when I talk about the flood that destroyed the whole earth, they say, well, all that water came up from underground. All that water fell down from a canopy and flooded the earth over the highest mountain. Where is all that water today? 70% of the earth is water. Before the flood, most of the earth was earth. There were small lakes called seas that were fresh water before the flood. And so, yes, it's going to be over the whole earth, and now that water is still up there. Remember I said last week that when God stops the wind and stops the rain, that water is going to evaporate and likely form the canopy that will surround the earth during the millennium and protect it from the gamma rays and the harmful sun's rays, and will create a hyperbaric chamber, oxygen-rich atmosphere that will allow man to live to be 1,000 years old, you know, hundreds and hundreds of years old, just like it was before the flood. And so God is going to recreate those conditions, you see? That's all coming up. Now, these false scientists talk about global warming, and they have to change it to climate change because it's not really warming that much at all. It's very slight warming and no big deal. Al Gore has said many, many times he's predicted the end of the world and the melting of the ice caps. They're still there, by the way. And he predicted 1980 it would be over. If a fundamental preacher said it was the end of the world and was proved wrong, they'd run him out of town. Why don't they run Al Gore out? You know, they're believing false science. Yes, Tom?
Yes, they claim that it's going to harm the polar bears with all this melting.
Yes.
But they're prospering now. Yeah. Before, on the land.
On the land. Yeah, it's just baloney and this global warming. But God is going to warm the planet. You know how he's going to warm it? When he sends fire. And it burns a third of the trees. And it's going to be a direct divine intervention. It's not going to be man-made global warming. It's going to be God-made judgment. And so you've got this first judgment of burning a third of the earth up, and then this second judgment, this huge mountain, this asteroid, hits the oceans. And when it hits the oceans, what's going to happen? Well, you could imagine whales are going to come up to the surface dead. Sharks are going to come up dead. Dolphins are going to come up dead. All kind of marine life is going to come up dead. And fish of all kinds, octopi, all these things are going to come up dead. And the water's going to turn what? Red. red because of all this death. And not only this, when you have something like that hit the ocean, it's going to cause what's called tsunamis. And when that tsunami hits, if you got a big ship out in the midst of the ocean, it could probably survive a tsunami because it doesn't come across over you. It just kind of raises up, so the ship goes up. But if you have ships along the shore and coming into ports and, you know, all of that, they're going to be destroyed. And that's exactly what's going to happen. So all these ships are going to be destroyed. And can you imagine that they track this down, this terrible catastrophe comes down. And the people of the world begin to realize, remember they hid when the sixth seal was broken, they saw the cosmic darkening. That cut short the great tribulation, the great persecution of the saints. But now they've come out of their holes again, you know, because they had a break and they saw this one third of the earth burned up. Well, at least we weren't burned up. That was just over there, you know, we're alive. But then, boom, they see this happen. It's like, wow, we are dealing with God here. This is God. He is angry. And you know how the world is going to respond? Are they going to say, oh, God, we're sorry. We messed up. No. They're going to side with Satan. They're going to side with Satan. The world is getting so bad that worship of Satan is going to come right out in the open for the whole world. And worship of Satan's man is going to come right out in the open. That's how bad it's going to get. And these judgments of God, and they're actually going to be convinced they're going to win. They're going to hope they're going to win. Tom?
They have satanic Bible classes in public schools.
Wow. Isn't that amazing? What's going on right now? And you see, we talked about transgender, where these men dressed up like women go into your classes with your kids and literally have them on their laps and are grooming them to transgender ways. And why a parent would put up with that, I do not understand. But it's going on, Patty.
I don't know. I can't talk about the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama. French kissing little kids?
Oh.
We shouldn't have any kids around, but the Dalai Lama, French kissing little kids, that's what's going on. The Dalai Lama. That's where this thing is going, friends. This is nuts. Yeah. Oh, yes. All about the reset. Klaus Schwab. It's the World Economic Forum. We've talked about that at length. And that's to set up CBDC, Central Bank Digital Currency, a one world currency. And Joe Biden's already written 40 pages on that. He's written it with the help of, no doubt, his boss, Barack Obama. And Obama's under the globalist, and it's all being set up to bring this in. And we have to pray and speak up against it, that the devil's timeline would be pushed back. Because if you believe in God and the Bible, you're not going to just welcome this. Even though we know Jesus is going to knock it out, we still stand, all right, and take our stand. So this is when God is knocking out, really knocking out these systems of evil. Amen. They have broken up the world in order for them to get power. They got power right here in the middle of the 7 years. They set up the image of the beast in the temple in Jerusalem. And they poured out great tribulation upon the saints that wouldn't take their mark and go along with their global system. And then God raptured the saints out at the second coming. And now he's pouring out his wrath upon the world. He's pouring out his wrath. And we're now into we just finished the second trumpet blast. And now, just as the world might be dealing with that and processing that, you get a third trumpet blast. So let's look at that in number 3 in your notes. It says, but not only the ships, but a third part of the ocean surface that's impacted by this second trumpet of wrath will experience the death of all fish, and those waters will turn red with blood. Then number 4, as a panic world tries to recover from the devastation, it says, God's two witnesses warn that due to rebellion in this world and they're taking the mark of the beast, more is in store from God's sovereign throne. Now, somebody has a King James Bible, look up Revelation 11:3, because we mentioned these two witnesses. Number 4 in your notes, Revelation 11:3. When you have it, you read it, raise your hand. I'll have you read it from the King James. All right, Karen Grice.
And I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth.
All right, these two witnesses are going to prophesy in Jerusalem. They are prophets of God, and they will prophesy in Jerusalem. And this will start right here in the middle of the 7 years, just when the Jewish Antichrist sets up an image of the Gentile beast in the temple in Jerusalem and says, that's God, you worship him. He's your God. He's a highly evolved man, and that's what you could be. You could be like gods, so you worship this guy. Right when that happens, God brings back these two witnesses. Now, one of them we know is brought back because he never died. He's just brought back. Does anybody know who the Jewish people are looking for to come back whenever they have a Passover, Cynthia? No, not the Messiah. Kathy? Elijah, the prophet. They're always, if you go to a Jewish Passover Seder, how many have been to a Jewish? They set a place for Elijah. They're looking for Elijah to come back. He will come back. Jesus predicted he will come back before what? The great and terrible day of the Lord. He'll come back. And so the day of the Lord is down here in the second 3.5 years, but Elijah's going to come back right in the middle, right when the abomination is set up. And I believe that Moses will come back with him. Remember, Moses' grave was hid. God took care of his body. He's going to bring him back. And Moses, when he died, even though he was old, his natural strength not abated. So you're going to have these two old men, Moses and Elijah, prophesying, one representing the law, the other the prophets. Remember when Jesus gave a precursor of the kingdom to the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration? Who was there with him? Moses and Elijah. And he said, that's the kingdom of God. So they're going to announce the kingdom of God. Yep. Yes. Yes. If we're alive, we will see him on, trust you won't be watching CNN, but some other network. You'll be able to see them. And when I was a kid, we couldn't see these things because we didn't have Telstar. We didn't have the satellites live. But you'll be able to see them live just like Revelation predicts. And so they'll be out there preaching in Jerusalem. And they'll be saying, we are going to call down these judgments. Now, remember Moses, when he was here, as well as Elijah called down fire from heaven. Remember that? And consumed 50 men and 50 more men and 50. And Moses called down judgments on Pharaoh. And Pharaoh would be like, please, please stop it, Moses. And he'd stop it. And what happened? Pharaoh got all hardened again and went back at it again. And he wouldn't listen. And it's going to be that way during these trumpet judgments. You know, the world is going to be afraid, and then they're going to come back out of their holes and try to fight, and boom, then they're going to get hit again, and they're going to keep hardening their heart as God brings down these judgments. So two witnesses are announcing this, and by the way, what do you think will be the attitude of the world ruler, the Gentile world ruler who's going to come back from the dead, the Bible says, and the Jewish Antichrist, what will be their attitude toward these two witnesses in Jerusalem? What will they be trying to do? Eddie?
Kill them.
Kill them. You ever notice how many people want to get rid of, kill Donald Trump? You might not like Donald Trump, but I'm going to tell you something. Satan doesn't want him president because he's not going along with the globalists. He's not going on. Now, he's been deceived by the globalists, Fauci and those guys, when his first coming as president. He was deceived. And this whole jab thing that these guys put, if you took that jab, you got duped yourself. And Trump got duped. And because that jab was to kill you, they launched a bioweapon to kill you, and then they gave you the cure, which is worse than the weapon. They're trying to kill you. That's why I didn't take it, and I told nobody take it. Because I know what they're up to. They're trying to kill you. Yeah, they're trying to put it in the food now. That's right. So you got to watch for all of that, but pray about that. But they're trying to kill you by taking the jab, and they're still trying to kill you because they believe in murder. They're satanic people. They're wicked people. And so this is the end times. We're now in the, you know, just before the 70th week. We're somewhere in here, and it's getting ready to go. And so they're going to try to kill people with this and continue to do that. And they right now, they want to launch another bioweapon. Did you know that? They want to launch the Marburg is one of them. The Marburg is like Ebola, and they want to launch that. So you pray against these people and do all that you can to expose it, like I'm doing, like you can do, and speak up for the truth. And when people are getting woke, let's be awake, awake to what is going on. So number four, yeah, they're trying to kill him, but you know what? Have they tried to get rid of Donald Trump? They tried to get rid of him with Russia. Remember that? They lied about Russia. He wasn't doing that they said. And then they tried to get him with impeachment one. And they didn't succeed. Then they started saying Ukraine. Well, the reason they use Ukraine is where Biden made all of his money. And they got labs over there, biowabs, to develop weapons to kill us. And so Ukraine is all globalist. If you think Ukraine is so great, the people are good. You want to save the people. But the rulers over there, like Zelensky, they're wicked people. And Zelensky's a whore of the globalist leaders. That's all he is. He's not a hero, friends. He's nobody to look up to. By the way, he outlawed churches over there. He shut down free speech over there. He's doing everything the globalists are doing here. He's all in with them. So I'd rather, I'm not a fan of Russia and Putin. They're communists, but they're better than Zelensky even. And so then you had Ukraine, and then you had impeachment two. And then after that, you had the raid in Mar-a-Lago. They tried to raid. Then they tried to arrest the president. They did arrest the president when he's running for office again. They're trying. If this doesn't work, what are they going to try to do to Trump? Kill him.
Amen.
Just like they did John F. Kennedy, because he wouldn't go along with he wouldn't go along with the Federal Reserve dollars. They want a one-world currency. They want to control your money so they can tell you what to buy or sell. They can tell you whether you can grow tomatoes or not in your backyard. But wait a minute. Isn't that against the Constitution?
Yes.
And people like Donald Trump said, America first, Constitution first. I'm not for these globalists. I appreciate that. And so they want to get rid of them. They want to get rid of anybody that does. Why? Satan is behind this. This isn't Republican, Democrat, Independent. This is Satan versus God. This is Jesus versus Antichrist. Jesus Christ versus Antichrist. That's where we are, okay? So it's time to wake up. That's why I tell people, come to this class. Study the book of Revelation. This is what God gave us. It's our survival guide for the end times. So anyway, you get into this, and now you have what I said. You've got God's two witnesses and all of this going on. And then number five, at this point, it is clear to all that the world's people, that they are now what? Sinners in the hands of an angry God. Do they repent? No, they don't. They think that Satan is going to win. By the way, you know something? You say, why does Satan keep fighting? He thinks he's going to win. I believe Satan thinks he's going to win. Now, why would he think he's going to win? He's so full of pride. And he's also deceived. The theory of evolution is that everything evolved out of some kind of primordial soup. You know, so your father's Campbell's soup, you know, everything came from soup. And Satan believes he came from soup and God came from soup, so that he and God are both evolved. That's why he said to Eve, ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. You can decide what's good for you and what's evil for you. You can know what's good for you. You don't have to have some boss tell you. You don't let God be your boss. I'm equal with God. Remember, that's how he deceived the third of the angels. He said, I'm equal with God. I'm just as good as God. Well, he had to believe that they both evolved to say that. But it's not true. God never evolved. He always was. You say, how is that? Your brain is too small for that. So is mine. But he always was. He created everything, including Satan. So Satan is a created being. He's a fool to think that he is equal with God. And he's got people believing that. Remember, professing themselves to be wise, they became what? Fools. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Evolution is for fools. And it's a theory, and it contrary to scientific fact, the first and second laws of thermodynamics. And so these are fools. And we're having a world now that believes this in the universities and so forth. And so Satan, the world is going to worship Satan. They're going to worship a man that Satan causes to come back from the dead. And they're going to worship this man. So, and he's going to say, I'm the most highly evolved man. I believe he's going to bring in aliens. They're going to come and say, this is the most highly evolved man. And I believe those aliens will be fallen angels and demons. That's who the aliens will be, fallen angels and demons. And they're going to work with the New World Order globalist, and they already are, but they're going to work with them out in the open, but they won't marry them like they did in the days of Noah. That's wrong, people that say that. They won't marry them. Daniel 2 says that they're the sons of God. They're the iron, and they'll mix with the clay, but they won't intermingle and intermarry. It'll be fallen angels working with human beings. By the way, all the UFO garbage, that's where this comes from. It's all a big deception. There are UFOs, but they're satanic. It's all coming down the road. Vatican's accepting this, that UFOs are coming. So watch for it. Conservatives accept it, you know. All right, let's go on here because we got to finish real quickly here. What are we in? Number five? Number five. But this same one-third of the globe will be impacted by this third judgment. And this third judgment, let's go to verse number 11 for this. This is a third judgment. Verse 11, it says, and the same, then the name of the star is called Wormwood. So verse 10, the third angel sounded, there fell a great star from heaven, burning as a lamp. It fell in the third part of the rivers and upon the fountains of water. The name of the star is called Wormwood. Third part of the waters became Wormwood. Many men died from the waters because they were made bitter. You remember the Ohio River? Remember that train that dropped? Remember all the waters that the globalists are behind this? They're sabotaging our water? Well, God's saying, you did it to them. Now watch me do it to you. This is not a big mass, a big asteroid. This is a star, which means it's gas. It's a gaseous comet coming down like a star. It's poison gas. And instead of hitting in one place in the ocean, it's going to break up into many parts and come as missiles. And where is it going to hit? Freshwater rivers, lakes, and streams. And that's going to be over this third part of the earth after the third angel sounds. And what's going to happen? People are going to try to drink water out of that, and they're going to be... and die and start poisoning themselves. They've killed us. God's going to start killing them in mass. In mass. You say God's coming right out in the open and fighting like this? That's exactly right at the second coming of Jesus Christ. When Christ came the first time, he came as a lamb to give himself to save the world. But if you don't accept him, and I'm talking to anybody here, you've not put your faith in him as your savior, you're going to face him as an angry God, an angry lamb, and a lion. And this is the judgment that he's calling for. And his angels are carrying it out, each one. And so when this comes down, the people are going to die from the fresh water. It's going to all be poisoned. And it's going to be a horrible, horrible time on the earth when that... And the word, the Greek word for that, if you look at number six, the Greek word for that is wormwood or absinthos. And it's a trans-like causing chemical that's lethal and poisons people, and people are going to be dying. And I've heard the same word for wormwood is the word in the Russian called Chernobyl. That's number seven. How many have heard of Chernobyl? Remember that nuclear power plant melted down and it poisoned the land and the water?